Welcome to Mindwalk, produced at Upstart Radio for Free Radio Santa Cruz, KRFP Radio Free Moscow, IndieMedia.org, RadioForAll.net, community and micropower stations worldwide.
Shall we begin?
It is not the way it is done, my child. For all we know, you are a silent man. I'm telling you for the last time, the Creator is able to transmit himself by any means. There is no limit to the Creator's endeavors. What you'll need for this trip is $5 in Sacagawean coins. War Bonnet 12, you are cleared for intergalactic travel.
You know, the Native Americans, they brought up the realm of mystical. There is always the need to keep your eye on them, you know.
Intergalactic travel via TV or wigwam is possible. Cybernetic Indians, War Bonnet 12, you are cleared for intergalactic travel. We are the future. Noble of the heart, noble of the mind, we must not forget it. America is a myth. These lands are much older.
It would appear to me to be some sort of, Jonestown, Guyana, in cyberspace. We better keep our eye on him. He's dangerous, even for an Indian. The one thing that I find interesting is creating images oftentimes creates new worlds. And to be a creator is one of the greatest endeavors we could ever hope to be on.
If Crazy Horse was alive today, he would be in the back of this stretcher limousine with me and a bunch of supermodels eating sushi naked.
We are the future. High-tech storytelling. Intergalactic travel via TV or wigwam.
Slash Delta in program.
This is Raven Lafferty broadcasting to you from STD 33.3 AM. Caller number one, you're on the air.
Now, I heard your show last week and it was fairly blasphemous. The references to Jesus offended me some first.
Caller number seven. You're on the air.
Last week you did a show about transsexuals and the double lives they live in service to Satan, I believe was the topic. My daughter was highly offended. And I just don't see why the FCC doesn't take you off the air. It angers me. Yes,
caller 42, you're on the air.
I bet you're dealing in drugs through that airplane, aren't you? You only get dirty drugs from the Sam. I knew a guy like you, an airplane pilot. Got to slide on the weed time to time. Let it go up in the little plane like that and make the drug drop.
This is Raven Lafferty broadcasting to you from STD 33.3 AM.
This is a test. Only a test. I am oftentimes walking through a world of transdimensional potato chips.
Mr. Lafferty, we're ready anytime you are.
How does this meatloaf sandwich fit into my puzzle box?
Ladies and gentlemen, this show is being brought to you in part by Rose Milk.
And we were injecting pigs.
I see things in my everyday life.
And we were injecting.
dissecting chimps and monkeys.
One wants to take my colon out, and the other one wants to finance the project, pending them both out to screw me.
Kid cats in the pop corners, the kind of bringing me down with a kind of California vision.
When your hands have to do you, country fresh.
I oftentimes can tell the difference between the different types of jelly beans after I place them in my mouth.
Meatloaf sticks to the roof of your mouth.
Perhaps your butter scraped over too much toast. I really wanted to bring you something beautiful, something reeking of affluence. Yet the banal, insipid ways of my everyday routine have leaked in.
This is a test. Only a test. Mr. Lafferty, we're ready anytime you are.
Panama Jack Sullivan is a traitor. I want him captured immediately.
There's not much I can say about the topic since I'm anti-everything.
3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition.
Roger, the clock is operating. We're underway.
Roger, 0G, and I feel fine. Capsule is turning around. Oh, that view is tremendous. Roger, time has started. Capsule turning around, and I could see the booster doing turnaround just a couple of hundred yards behind me. It was beautiful.
Our country should not be asked, and should not ask of itself, to shoulder the main burden of determining the political reality in any other country, and particularly not in one remote from our shore, from our culture, and from the experience of our people. It's not only not our business, but I don't think we can do it successfully.
Miscalculation became the order of the day.
It became a huge conversation, a conspiracy, carrying out intensive reconnaissance. We're still considering the advisability of another course of action, and therefore it would have been very unwise for us to inform him in detail what we knew. We did not want to give him the satisfaction.
Roger, the clock is operating. We're underway.
Yes, he might have announced it, and we would have been responding then to an initiative of data this way. Health initiative. So it's very important that we not tell him, or though I didn't mislead him, because I say I read my September statement, and I wonder why I would read it, but he did not respond.
Unmistakable rock action.
We find ourselves rich in goods, but ragged in spirit. Reaching with magnificent precision to the moon, but falling in the rocks of discord on Earth.
Mankind must put an end to war, or war will put an end to mankind.
Miscalculation became the order of the day.
They became intrusive conversations, spirited, carrying out intensive reconnaissance. We're still considering the advisability of another course of action, and therefore it would have been very unwise for us to inform him in detail what we knew. We did not want to give him the satisfaction.
We find ourselves rich in good, but ragged in spirit. Reaching with magnificent precision to the moon.
Yes, he might have announced it, and we would have been responding then to an initiative of air this way. We held the initiative. So it's very important that we not tell him, or though I didn't mislead him, because I say I read my September statement, and he must have wondered why I was reading it, but he did not respond.
Mankind must put an end to war, or war will put an end to mankind.
Okay, man, are you ready to go?
I'm ready to go. Now, come on, now crank this motherfucker up.
From this time and place, to friend and foe alike, that the torch has been passed to a new generation of Americans born in this century, tempered by war, disciplined by a hard and bitter peace, proud of our ancient heritage, and unwilling to witness or permit the slow undoing of those human rights to which this nation has always been committed.
I think continually of those who were truly great, near the snow, near the sun, in the highest fields. See how these names are fated by the waving grass, and by the streamers of white cloud, and whispers of wind in the listening sky. The names of those who in their lives fought for life, who wore at their hearts the fire's censure. Born of the sun, they traveled a short while towards the sun, and left the vivid air signed with their honor.
We set sail on this new sea because there is new knowledge to be gained and new rights to be won.
Time is filled with heavy torrents of hatred and jostling winds of violence. Once more, we must reaffirm the fact that violence and hatred are the attributes of a sick society.
You can't decide these questions, life and death, for the world, because the guerrilla war may go on forever. Then we will weaken ourselves for what is really the issue. And then behind that all lies a very personal and human fear that I don't think old men ought to promote wars for young men to fight. I don't like warlike old men.
We must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberty or democratic process.
We gave ourselves outright the deed of gift with many deeds of war.
All this will not be finished in the first 100 days. Nor will it be finished in the first 1,000 days. Nor in the life of this administration. Nor even perhaps in our lifetime on this planet. But let us begin. The energy, the faith, the devotion which we bring to this endeavor will light our country and all who serve it. And the glow from that fire and truly light the world. We set sail on this new sea because there is new knowledge to be gained and new rights to be won.
We are eyeball to eyeball with them. I think the other fellow just blinked.
There's no turning back now. Jump aboard, jump aboard, jump aboard, jump aboard.
Who knows what lies ahead?
Hang on to your lobes.
Mother, land.
clowns of escape.
Bring me the head of Punky Brewster.
Easier than we were able to manage them. Few experts could comprehend the Army's Dreadstone and Jupiter missiles to little more than a grapefruit or medicine ball. We stood knee-deep in garbage. Few experts could comprehend, limited the size of the satellite, the most agonizing wound was self-inflicted, resulting from the Berlin crisis. DBT, DMZ, DNA, ABM, LSD. DMZ, DBT, DMZ, DBT, LSD, a little more than a grapefruit or medicine ball. First man in space. I was in a position of a fighter with one hand tied behind his back while reaching for the moon. Resulting from the Berlin crisis, few experts could comprehend LSD. First man in space, LSD. The Army's Dreadstone and Jupiter missiles, LSD. Limited the size of the satellite when it was over. DBT, the Army's Dreadstone and Jupiter missiles, resulting from the Berlin crisis while reaching for the moon. We stood knee-deep in garbage. Single paragraph after the letter, DNA, for little more than a grapefruit or medicine ball. First man in space, resulting from the Berlin crisis, an almost mortal, while reaching for the moon. Few experts could comprehend for little more than a grapefruit or medicine ball.
Greater limitations upon our ability to bring about a favorable result than I had imagined it to be.
Virus B-23, now loose in our overcrowded cities, is an agent. Produces biologic changes in those affected, fatal in many cases, permanent and hereditary in those who survive and become carriers for that strain, which, as a matter of survival, they will spread as far and fast as possible to destroy enemies and quite literally make friends. And now the serpent swings his whip in the sky. Here live stupid, vulgar sons of bitches who thought they could hire death as a company car. Empty streets, old newspapers in the wind. He sat down and filled his keep pipe with one hand. He smoked and blew the ash out, absolutely caressing the gazelle with another one. Death needs time like a junkie needs junk. And what does death need time for? The answer is so simple. Death needs time for what it kills to grow in, for our food's sweet sake. You stupid, vulgar, greedy, ugly American despot. Like this. Death walks out into the field and kills the young corn. The young corn god becomes a death seed from which another young corn god will grow.
show. Birth and death and all its rich variety of an old album. At this point, I put some questions to Control. A word about this Control. Some years ago in London, I contacted two computer programmers who purported to represent something that calls itself Control, allegedly from the planet Venus. Control will answer any question for 1 month. You give your question to the programmers, feed it into a computer some way, and out comes the answer. So these are the actual questions that I sent in with my dollars, and the answers I got back from Control. Whoever or whatever Control may or may not be. Question. If Control's control is absolute, why does Control need to control? Answer. Control needs time. Exactly. Control needs time in which to exercise control. Just as death needs time in which to kill. If death killed everyone at birth, or control installed electrodes in their brains at birth, there would be no time left in which to kill or control. Question. Is control controlled by its needs? Answer, yes. Question. Why does control need humans to control? Your knowledge of the local dialects leaves literacy to be desired. Answer, wait. Wait. Time, a landing. The Mayans understood this very well. Mr. Hart does not. He thinks in terms of losers and women. He will be a winner. He will take it all. Last day, Mr. Hart's deserted, ruined mansion, graffiti on the wall. Our poop is here. Virus D23, now loose in our overcrowded cities, is an agent, produces biologic changes in those affected, fatal in many cases, permanent and hereditary in those who survive and become carriers for that strain, which, as a matter of survival, they will spread as far and fast as possible to destroy enemies and quite literally make friends.
A few minutes research in any supermarket is enough to alarm the most stout-hearted customer. If a huge skull and crossbones were suspended above the insecticide department, the customer might at least enter it with the respect normally accorded to death-dealing materials.
And now the serpent swings his whip in the sky. Here live stupid, vulgar sons of bitches who thought they could hire death as a company car. Empty streets, old newspapers in the wind.
We spray our elms, and the following springs are silent of robin song. Not because we sprayed the robins directly, but because the poison travels step by step through the now familiar elm leaf earthworm robin cycle. These are matters of record, observable, part of the visible world around us. They reflect the web of life or death that scientists know as ecology.
He sat down and filled his keep pipe with one hand. He smoked and blew the ash out, absently caressing the barrel.
You can't decide these questions of life and death for the world.
We must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberty or democratic public.
Because there is new knowledge to be gained.
Oh, that's bad!
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Raymond Charles Lafferty.
Good evening.
I am honored to be here. I'm Raymond Lafferty.
Reggie, can we go ahead and take it from the top?
You want me to go ahead and take it from the top?
That's right.
Let the web of remembrance tell the tale. We are at war with ourselves. We must learn to drop the sword and to look our reflection straight on.
It is in your mind. There is no strife except for the strife we create.
There is a ghost in the machine. Let us hope that we have the energy necessary to fight our worst enemy. Lacerations echo in life's open erotic air. 2 + 2 will never equal 5. Behold, the India of the 21st century. Brothers and sisters, let us hope that the Creator gives us the power fight our greatest enemy, ourselves. One man's terrorist is another man's freedom fighter. Behold, the ultimate in hypergenetic manipulation. The world is falling apart and you need to become part of it. Lift up your voices and join us in the greatest event the world shall ever witness. How your revolution
This has been Mind Walk, an Upstart Radio production.